Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from the below. You're defender, yeah, with judgment call. We protected by your blood. So come what may, you're worthy for. Yeah.
Come what may, you're worthy
for. All we are.
All we are is glory.
We'll bless you now. say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
Amen. because he leads, you shall leave. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. In Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Lord. You are the Alpha and Omega. We bless your name. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for your grace and love and your faithfulness. Thank you for always providing for us. Thank you, Father God, that you are the banner over us. Praise your name. We bless you. We thank you for our family, our friends, oh God, our children, grandchildren, siblings, nieces, nephews. We thank you, Lord, for those that are connected to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for divine opportunity. We thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we walk in your spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we walk by faith and trust in you. Forgive us for the times we put our trust in ourselves, knowing that when we put our trust in you, we will never, ever fail. So, Father God, we trust in you with all our hearts. We lean not on our own understanding. In all thy ways we acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. So we thank you. You are our lifeline. Without you, we cannot make it. We cannot do it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Father, we praise your glorious and your holy name. You are awesome, oh God. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and omission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And this morning, we just cry out for mercy. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, have mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, our homes, our families, our spouses. Be merciful unto this nation, USA, O God. Be merciful unto Liberia. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Rain down your mercy. Oh, Father God, have mercy. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, children, grandchildren, oh God, those that are connected to us, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our Lord's credit with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to order and direct our steps, O God. Lead us into the paths of truth and righteousness in the name of Jesus. We empty ourselves of ourselves. Fill us up that overflowing of your Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. We want to do what is right in your sight. We are dependent on you, O God. We ask for divine angelic assistance to minister to us and to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels minister to us. Let your holy angels do your biddings, O God. Do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. In our lives in the name of Jesus. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at Psalm 127 this morning. I'm not going to keep you long. Just that your Bibles will be to Psalm 127. Hallelujah. Psalm 127. And what I'm going to do is just do verse 1. I'm going to do verse 1. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to see what the Spirit of God is speaking to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who built it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Hallelujah. Blessed be the reading of this word of God. So let's look at unless the Lord builds the house. And when we say house, the first house we're talking about is spiritual. Hallelujah. Because a physical house can be destroyed by the natural elements, storms, fire, wind. A physical house is corruptible. A physical house can be destroyed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, bandits, robbers can get into the house. They can steal. They can do this. They can destroy the house. But what I'm talking to you this morning about is a spiritual house. A spiritual house. And that spiritual house always starts with us. Us. You and myself. Unless the Lord builds the house, our bodies, a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot build your house if he's not within you. The Holy Spirit cannot build your house if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. The Holy Spirit cannot, even after you've received Jesus, even after he dwells in you, if you do not give him the full right, not partial right, you're not given the full authority to build that house. You're still laboring in vain. because you decide that you're going to do one part of the house, and the Holy Spirit will do the next part of the house. Because what happens is we want our will to be done instead of God's will. It is so hard to relinquish our will to the will of God because we want to be in control of situations in our lives. But our control is, we try to control a situation, we just wasted time because it is in vain. Because you do not know about what's happening around you. You don't even know the hearts of people who smile with you and laugh with you. You don't even know. So you don't know what is in the next second, I don't know, for me. You don't know what is in the next minute and hour for you, for myself. We don't know who has planned and plotted against us. So I don't care how you try to put things, you're wasting your time if you do not put your trust and release everything to the Lord. That's why they say you can put all your, what's the thing, security system in. And everything in your body, I mean, in your spiritual body, in your physical, whatever, if God is not, it's easy, it's so easy for the enemy to come and destroy. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. What is the Lord speaking to you this morning, speaking to me? When we release things unto the Lord, we need to leave it there. You can fix it. You can change it. And so you leave it in the hands of Almighty God. And you move on because when you trust him, he knows everything. He knows the hearts of men. He knows who's laughing with you right now and who has stabbing you in your back. You might not know and he might not never show you, but he knows. He knows what you stand in need of. He knows that. Hallelujah. He knows that. He knows that. He knows what you need. He knows everything. You might think you need this, but it might be harmful for you. So God will tell you, take this, do this. But when you try to say, that doesn't sound right. I can't do this. I can't do that. Even though you heard the voice of God and you try to fix it and do it, you are wasting your time. When you try to pray without God, without the Holy Spirit, your prayers are empty because you are praying from your mind and not from your spirit. I love to hear when people say, oh, God, you know this, you saw what this, but yeah, that's okay. God has seen it. He heard it. He knows it. As you usher, you're telling him what's going on. But when you tell God about your problems, when you tell God about your issues, when you tell God about your children, your job, your family, when you tell God how lonely you are, when you tell God how rejected you may see by friends and family, when you tell God all of that, then why do you put your hand into manipulate or try to do something to fix it fast, to do it fast? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings like eagle. Amen. So when you release things to God, his time is the best time. He might not do it right away, but he is the owner and creator of time. He can make time short. He can make time long. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So when you trust, he's sovereign. He's sovereign when you trust in him and allow him to build that spiritual house in you. Don't leave this world with a half complete. You know houses, there's a lot of houses. People start building these houses, and when you look, the houses, the frames are out. And no windows, no roof, nothing. Why? Because that's your house. That those are kind of houses we call those kind of houses. Also, we try to build. When we try to build, we don't even have a roof. When we try to build, we don't have windows. When we try, it's just a shell. And if you build like that, look up, the enemy can attack you. The windows, no bars, everything is just there. You have an uncompleted house that the enemy would literally, he and the demons will come and reside in that house because you have not allowed the house to be finished that the Lord was building on your behalf, your spiritual life. Yes, you came to Christ, but yes, you did not allow him to take full control. And many times he said to himself, Lord, help me. Help me in this, because when you see yourself trying to manipulate or control a situation in your favor, it is wrong and it's not right. You have not, when you put your hands into something that God is not putting his hands into, you're wrong. My sisters and brothers this morning, allow God to build your house. You cannot die with unfinished house. That house got to be finished and ready. Hallelujah. And when that house is finished, while you here on earth, that house that God built, do you know the overflow and abundance of blessings? Why? Because you have given it to the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How many of you to trust in the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind? And then you lean not on your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. There are certain things you will not be able to figure out because it's God. He will have mercy on who he chooses to have mercy on, and he will do whatever he wants to do because he is God. Hallelujah. So don't manipulate a situation. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen the heart. I will ask Reverend Boyd to say the closing prayer for us this morning. In Jesus' name, I pray that this word touch you. Unless the Lord builds the house, you labor in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. What a word this morning, so uplifting, because we know that in him we place our trust, in him we grow, in him we're strong, and in him we are protected. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, how great thou art. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are and all that you continue to be in our lives. We thank you, Lord, this morning that we have your favor, that we are alive, that we can come and praise you, that we can come and worship you, we can come and honor you. Oh, Father God, it's such a great honor to be in your presence this morning, to show you that we come in love. We come knowing that your favor is upon us, so we are so privileged that we have the opportunity that we can speak out, that we can make utterances, that we are alive, we are breathing this morning. So, Lord God, we just thank you as we've come this morning. Let us, as representation of our families, receive and let it water down to the seeds of our seeds, that they too are covered, that they too are strong in you, that they too know that through us the covering still goes on and on because of your love, because of your promise, because of our desires as we open up our hearts, that we can receive from you as we open up our hearts, that there's no hidden agenda, no hidden areas, no areas that we keep in the dark from you. But when we open ourselves in a wholesome way to you, Lord, welcoming you in, that you will take full control, not a portion, not a half, but full control. And as we consciously desire on a daily basis more and more of knowing you, more and more of understanding ourselves through the knowledge that you increase the wisdom, we grow more, we go through the sanctification process, and we go from level to level. We need you, Lord. We need you more and more. We thank you, Father. We thank you for continuing to cover and wrap us in grace, that we have the opportunity to come in your presence. We thank you, Father, as we all disembark now from the prayer line. We ask that you cover us in the blood of Jesus, the blood that is alive, the blood that is in the core of our very existence. We thank you, Lord, as we're showered with the waters coming down from heaven, those waters that help us to germinate the seeds within us, that gives us life, that gives us purity. We thank you, Father, for all that you continue to do. And we all pray this prayer collectively by saying amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Reverend Boyd. You let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.